on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
I was going to get there eventually because he had bodybuilding.
Okay. Is that a lot?
Yeah. It's Oh. You're very strong.
What's his percentage?
Jenny and I rolled 18. Really well, and we.
But there's a little number after it, the percentage number. That's what he's asking.
1875, something like that. What's he say?
186.
It's got to be in the 80s. It's
there's a 1962 right next to the 18 something.
That's probably how he was going. Probably he was going up. So
1898 is what it looks like.
Wow.
1896 or something.
Oh, I think I rolled pretty good. Strikes me it might be 92. 1892. I seem to remember that number.
It's
but anyway,
something.
Yeah. So it's in the 1890s, which eventually you'll be at 1800, probably for their next level.
Cool.
Okay. Anyway. So you slammed him down, you did 10 points of damage, and you still have a rotation yet to go, so you can roll again. Now you're not held or anything, and he's on the ground.
61.
Okay. So you drop down on top of him, and you're trying to get around his neck or whatever to choke him out, but he pushes your arms down, and you get around his stomach, and you do another 8 points of damage. Oof. He's not going to last long at that rate. Okay. All right. And, yeah, it's just Battle Mode is just glad he's not the one doing it. He's better at it, but it's just tiring and sweaty. Okay. Everybody else, are we ready?
Yep.
Nine.
Leon,
what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, nine. That's me.
That's where I forgot that extra number.
Try every character ready for Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
See you later.
If you have questions, okay. Call me.
Okay.
Bye, Rob.
So,
I miss you.
Okay. You have 9 again?
Yeah.
So you have initiative.
All right, so we're laying on the ground next to each other still?
Yep.
Do I know if, like, jumping on him will be considered falling?
You can, like, dive on top of him like a tackle, but if you jump on him with your feet or your arms or elbows...
What about my butt?
Like, sit on his shoulders?
No, like, jump up and land on his chest with my butt.
That probably would not be considered falling, no.
It wouldn't be considered falling?
No.
I'm down.
It also may not do all that much damage. It's your butt, but...
I'm very bony.
Your bones
and it would be pummeling.
It could be pummeling then, maybe. I pummel him with the bones of my butt.
Could be a slashing weapon.
A slashing weapon.
Piercing weapon.
What are you doing? Come on, you're slowing it down.
Okay. Can I, like...
Wrestle him, for crying out loud. It's your best chance.
I shall wrestle him.
Roll percentile dice. Roll high.
13.
Okay, you clinch him around the waist ineffectively. He retaliates.
Thank you.
He clenches you around the chest for 3 points of damage. No real.
Did you say he clutches him around the waist affectionately?
Ineffectively.
Oh, ineffectively.
I love you, man. Yeah, kind of that too. Yeah,
I love you, bro. All
right. There is the off chance that someone will interfere with us, so we're gonna hold off to that first exchange. Eight. Seven. Six. Oh, lots of sixes. Yes, but we're holding because someone else may interfere. So, okay. So sixes. Janny versus Bezor. Or whatever. What are you doing? He's laying on the floor. You're actually not on the floor anymore, though, because the guy picked you up, and then she broke you free. So you're actually up on your feet.
Why'd you reply yes?
I am?
No, she is.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought I was on the
floor. Okay, you dive back on him and wrestle some more?
Yep.
Okay. I'm back! All right. Roll percentiles. Okay. All right. She dives on you, grabs you around your chest and stomach, Player and begins to squeeze you again. Bear hugging seems to be her favorite move. 3 points of damage.
Vultures and Janny.
And you may retaliate.
Can summon dragons in air.
Uh-oh.
Favorite enemies, little girls.
Fairly ineffectively, you clench her back around the waist.
More like little girls. Favorite enemies.
In fact, it's so ineffectively that she can go again.
What? Okay.
Roll 100.
Is that a
9? Yeah, it's 98.
That's a good roll.
That's 98.
Okay, so you twist as he tries to grab you around your waist. You twist and actually get your arm around his neck. However, there is the perfect opportunity for you to knee him in the groin if you choose to. But bear in mind, that's effectively outside the rules. You're not supposed to do that.
But it's Bezor.
She's going to do it anyway? Okay.
As long as he don't tell.
Okay. As long as he doesn't tell, well, it might be painfully obvious.
Well,
okay, so she grabs you around the neck and twists slightly and then knees you in the privates.
Cast a spell.
How are you going
to... Okay.
Oh, that's cheating! Okay. Aaron,
you take 8 points of damage, two of which are real, and you are stunned and don't get to act for the rest of the round.
Two, specifically two.
And it comes out like this, ow, that's cheating!
Two are very real.
One for each one.
Two real for Bezor.
There's been 2 points of testicular bruising.
She sculpted okay. Your reality.
Oh.
Quarter point of structural.
Okay.
Another point of insanity.
That sucked. All right. That was in six, right?
Quarter structural.
Okay. So in six, who's my other six? It's blue.
That's six. I'm at six.
Okay. So one of the guys on you is six,
right?
Also.
All right, so we pummel each other at the same time, or no. Grapple each other at
yes,
the same time.
Yes, grappling away. Roll. Ew.
44.
Okay. So he's pulling your arm back, and you twist, and you wind up with your fingers like intertwined like this, but you have him at a disadvantage.
Yeah,
however, as he does so, he twists sideways, and there's the perfect opportunity to bite him on the ear or neck if you choose to.
Go ahead.
No, okay. So you twist his fingers and you do one plus your strength bonus.
So 4.
Bite his ear off.
This is the same guy you've been damaging.
Yep.
Okay.
You're wanting us to cheat, aren't you?
What? The opportunity presents itself.
Hey,
you decide
can
what you
bite
do.
If you're losing.
That's true.
I think I'm losing now.
Yeah. If you weren't stunned, you could bite this round. Well, right, you could probably punch her. She just needs you in the groin.
She cheated. That's my plan. I'm just...
That's it. I've had enough of this. Wham! Punch this girl in the face.
You better hope Jacob's
me. Hey, now that's not kosher.
Okay.
Jake
anyway,
will understand.
You get a second exchange.
All
hit
right.
Hit a no talking cast spell
75.
On her.
Ooh, that's much better. Okay.
I'm going to cast Spear of
okay.
Darkness
so
on
you
her face.
Flip him around okay. By the hand lock that you had. And he twists and tries to grab
again.
You. For a moment, he pushes your arm out of in an awkward position, and you do take one point damage.
Okay.
But then, as
you'll
you twist, you slam him, and he goes down on the side of his head and shoulder
even.
On the ground.
So can we cast it just
okay, so you don't have a hold on him, but you slammed him down, and you did 5 points plus your strength bonus.
So 8 altogether, and was that real?
You realize how deadly
non-real.
That is.
Okay, so you did 8.
Ruins your life.
Okay, and that actually puts him unconscious.
Permanent spirit of darkness.
So you have the first victory. Now, while that was going on, the guy that is on top of you.
Should have brought Aaron.
Another gnome attacking him.
Not that I have.
It might be, but he deserved it.
Let's see, Theon took that guy. I have two on you. I don't have anybody.
We all deserve it.
There's another guy on him. I'm the one that attacked me. The second guy. That
yeah, there are three gnomes around Jake. Two on him, one helping him.
Okay, that's where I lost that guy last round. Okay, I know how to fix it. I got it fixed. This? And then this guy is on your guy. Okay, so hold on. Let's see who has initiative. No, because I just put the guy back on him because I put gnome against gnome. But actually, I put the guy back on her and the guy back on you that's on the guy that's attacking you.
Oh.
So that took care of that. Okay, so anyway, then the guy that's on the guy that's on you has initiative. He did fairly poorly. And he waist clenches him ineffectively. And then that guy will actually go after him instead. And he gets him in a bear hug. So now we have a gnome on gnome fight and only one on you. So that worked out.
Yay.
Lucky.
All right. Well, with the one on you, you just put down. So there's none on you, actually.
Yay.
Great.
Oh, good. You can go get on Charlotte's guy then. You get to be three guys plus you on Charlotte. Don't forget you have, Theon is on your side and he has one guy. And that guy's there. We're still missing one guy. So, oh, you took that guy out. It's one, two, three.
I'm gonna comprehend this.
I hate it when that happens.
Did you look in the?
Okay, it is only 200. I got it.
Yeah, I just did.
Okay.
I'm probably at the house then.
Okay, so. There, so just so you're aware, you're broke free now because you took your guy out, but it was your second one. But when you start the next round, there's two on Charlotte, and then there are two of the gnomes that are from Charlotte's team are on one of the gnomes on your side.
Okay.
Okay? So that's the problem. Okay.
So I want to chuck a gnome at Janny. Gotcha.
What?
All right. So we're in six, then we're in five, four... Three. Okay, well, I have a couple. I have gnomes in three also.
All in one.
So, in fact, both of the gnomes on you are in three. how wonderful! It's nice.
I guess that's
right.
Kind of a good thing.
So you pick one of the two gnomes. You have one of them you injured last round. If you'd like to make that your distinction and go after him, the other guy is uninjured.
I guess I'll stick with the injured guy.
Okay. Yeah, that's generally a good idea because then you take him out, then he stops fighting. All right. So roll your percentile dice. He's rolling as well. You rolled poorly.
49.
Theon, I'm 20% down.
Okay, so he's pinning back. He was pinning back your arm as the other guy was grabbing you around the neck, and it was the guy that was on your arm who was the already wounded guy, and you rolled a 49.
Yeah.
Okay, so you twist and grab his arm, damaging him, and you do 2 points of damage, plus your strength bonus. So five, three, so that makes five. Yep. Okay. But he is still there, but your other arm is free to try to get, for your second action, you can try to break the thing around your neck.
Yep.
Okay. However, the guy around your neck does, he's actually got the stranglehold still from last round, so he automatically does 7 points of damage, of which two are real.
Please mount your car.
Try to see if I... Your place.
How'd you get here?
I drove here and then I stayed here and then dropped. I had to go to their place with her car and drop off the kid's seat so she could take it to.
Now you're wondering if you left your keys there.
Yeah,
that's nice. When I'm done with this, I have to take Christian home. But then I could swing by there and you. Oh, Jenny's gonna go.
You can just ride out with us, I guess.
Yeah. I text him back at the seat. She can
you have some sort of car with you, right?
No.
Oh, no. I thought you...
Your mother brought me.
Oh, okay.
And then you brought the vehicle for me to get home.
You lost your keys.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can get one of those square mabobs. Those things are awesome. The little tiles. Like, as long as it's connected to Bluetooth on your phone, it tells you where you last saw your keys. And if you turn it off at some point, then it just remembers that spot But yeah, otherwise, as long as your Bluetooth's on, it'll tell you where you lost your keys at. And if you lose your phone, you use a little button on it, you push it, and it rings your phone.
Or it's pretty cool. They have these metal detector things. It's like a remote.
Okay.
You put it on your keychain.
All right. Now, your second exchange, and you need to break the stranglehold, or he's going to do 7 more points of damage. So roll percentile dice. And this has got to be on the guy that's on the stranglehold.
17.
Ooh, that's low. All right. So you let go of the lock on the guy who was on your arm, try to twist inside, and basically all you do is wind up hugging the guy, and he's still choking you. And you take 7 more points.
2 real, 5 non-real?
1 real.
1 real, 6.
This time. Okay. So Charlotte's in trouble.
What happens if you get too many unreal points?
And when you go to 0, you're unconscious.
I'm at 29.
But you're not dying.
You've taken 29?
Yeah.
Up how many?
41.
Getting close. Okay. And Jake is free. He's on the other team. That's not actually going good. Okay. Other threes. Did you guys have any other threes? Okay, I have 2s yet. Lots of 2s. Okay. And Janny already beat the crap out of Bezor this round. Bezor's stunned. Theon went in 9. He didn't do so good.
I still have another.
Yes, okay, so you did not get interfered with, so you can take your second rotation on this guy.
At least we know he won't have kids.
Can I try to overbear
him? That craziness won't
reproduce. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, you can. Overbearing basically just means you're knocking or tackling him to the ground in some way. It does a little less damage, but it makes him prone.
He's already prone, isn't he?
I think you were both prone, actually. Considered prone.
Okay.
And you can rise up. He didn't have a hold on you, so you could rise up, in which case, and move a little bit for that matter, but he then you would lose your attack.
Send up.
I'll grapple him.
Okay. You've grappled
him. Pointing the face came off like that.
So great.
That's middle of the road. Okay, so you have a hand lock on him. Oh, you do have however, you do have an opportunity to bite him on the neck if you wish to.
Do it.
I think I'm losing.
Do it.
How much damage have you taken?
11.
Yeah, you're losing because you've only done 3 to him, so.
Do it.
I'm going to bite him.
Okay. I bite him!
Cheating!
They earned that.
He's a vampire. Okay.
And do you don't have a strength bonus, correct?
No.
Okay, so that increases the damage, so you take 4. You do 4 to him. He says, in Gnomish, he says, I recognize that!
I don't know if that means that he recognizes I was losing, or if that means that he recognizes that was against the rules.
Don't know. Your assumption. Okay. And then, okay, of the 2 gnomes that were on there, one of them is going to leave and go and try to help Charlotte, because she's getting her butt kicked.
And then I got free.
And he wasn't locked in. Okay. So he's going after your strangler. Okay. So he pulls his arm out, so he won't get automatic damage, but he still does have the hold around your neck. And that doesn't affect anything for this round, though, however, because the other guy still got both of his attacks. So he's taking that damage, though. And this is the undamaged gnome. The undamaged gnome has been damaged. Guess what? There are no undamaged gnomes now.
Oh. I don't think anybody's undamaged now.
Yes, it's a brawl. You guys are crawling all over each other. Okay, and then he has a second one, actually. Oh, that's better. Okay, so he actually gets the guy that was choking you out, basically, in a headlock.
Ooh.
So he's got him pretty good now.
So who's winning so far?
The guy's team is winning because they are, one of your guys is unconscious.
Ah.
Okay. Although Bezor is stunned. So it's not, they're not winning by a lot.
Who's unconscious? What?
One of your team members is unconscious.
Why?
Because, oh no, I said that backwards.
No,
I said your team is winning. One of their team members is unconscious.
And you're kind of stunned, so we're not so far behind.
That's what I said, yeah. Okay, that guy's into...
You're getting there, though.
Was okay, he supposed to take each other. Damage?
He did take damage. When you need him, he took a lot of damage. He took 8 points of damage. 2 of which was real, and then was stunned for the round, lost his action. Okay. Theon, your guy, back on you pitifully. So the two of you clinch at each other for limited to no damage. Okay. That ends the round. Did I miss anybody? Okay. This round may tell the tale. We've got a lot of people with low hit points. Mark, roll initiative. This guy is out.
You roll like me, Jen.
I think I'm going to start rolling a different d6.
Can we just skip the 7?
These are on there.
Alright, did you roll?
Oh. This guy's on this guy. And this guy's on Theon. Blue? Oh, I'm using a blue-green dice for blue. That's not smart. Okay, so this guy's on Theon. This guy's on the Nemo.
That's
good.
She said she didn't see them.
You checked the bathroom?
I haven't gone to the bathroom all day.
Oh, you lost your keys.
He doesn't know where he lost them at.
Last time I had him, some kid tried to take them off me. Because I think it was Lucas, but I grabbed him back and put him in my pocket.
Lucas kept trying to slam me, and it was getting irritating. He kept showing
okay, me. Okay, I got it. All right. Let's mark first. What's your initiative?
6.
Okay, you have initiative. In fact, you've doubled his initiative, so you can take both of your attacks first. You might be able to take him out.
Where are your dice?
Google snot. Glowers at you. Percentile dice high.
53.
Okay. Eight points of damage. He is still there.
You might take the type of game.
Take your second one.
Type all that without losing.
We'll probably do it.
Type the whole sentence. 63.
Then
show me your
63. Okay. You squeezing the life out of him. He passes out.
I saw a dog.
Let me finish typing what I'm typing right now.
More.
Is it a serious
message? Yep.
Kind of.
He goes unconscious. So, Mark's honor has been protected. You managed to out-wrestle Gublesnot.
Yay.
He passes out in your arms, and then you sag. You let him just kind of sag to the ground.
He's not on anybody's official team, is he?
Nope. No. He was his own team.
None of these were, the ones that went into the tomb with us, were they?
No. They were not here.
Or the tree battle.
Nope. Okay. And so, in the big one, 9, 8, 7.
Arden
has 8. Theon, go.
Okay. Did you roll initiative?
You need to do something against this guy. You had to bite him.
No.
All right. Roll a high number.
2. That's 94.
94 is better. Okay. So, you wrap around, and you've got both your hands around his throat, squeezing his throat, and you have the opportunity to headbutt him in the nose if you want.
But that's against the rules.
It is, and there's a question as to whether or not you want to do it, but I'm giving you the opportunity.
So is your cleric side going
to
come out, or your rogue side?
It's okay, Arden. I kind of need...
Either way, you're going to do substantial damage. It just would be a little bit higher.
No, I'm good.
Okay. So you do... Okay, so you're probably winning now. You're probably not losing anymore.
Okay, so during this fight, at any point, has there been a chance for me to steal his gold?
No.
Does he have a pouch?
No. No, you've been wrestling for your life.
Oh, can I steal Aaron's stuff?
Okay.
I don't have anything.
And?
Teltrops.
He is going to retaliate. You have your arms, your hands wrapped around, your tiny little hands wrapped around his big, bulking gnome throat.
Yeah.
And he wraps his hands around your throat. And his hands are not tiny. At least not as elven, anyway. And you take 6 points of damage, one of which is real. And now you're losing again.
I have more hit points than him, so respectively, I'm probably not losing.
Yeah, you're probably not, actually. You're right. Okay. And he has the second one, because you got both of yours before he got any. And he's choking your throat.
I only did 1.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do your second one. Sorry.
I'm
Actually, you were choking him, so if you got both of your attacks, you do your choking damage automatically again. You don't have to roll.
Oh, I was gonna try to put my foot behind his foot and then push him over.
Well, you're not gonna do more damage other than choking him.
Oh, okay.
In fact, are you choking him?
Yeah.
Okay, he goes unconscious.
Okay. Gonna do that to try to get his chokehold off.
Theon has defeated his gnome. The ladies team is suffering badly.
I'm not going against none of you guys. Just to.
Yeah, if it comes down to just the heroes, we just concede. I got
it wrong. That'd be awesome if Danny fought Jake and beat Jake.
It would be.
I mean, I don't think he'd go.
I don't think he would be willing to hurt her. That's the problem.
How much HP do you have?
Me.
How much hit points?
Oh, left or max?
Right.
I just imagine Jenny running
What's
towards
your max?
Him.
And 32.
Okay. I still barely have more health than you.
Jenny runs towards him and
okay.
Jake just goes, huh.
That was 7. 6.
I go 7. He went an 8.
Okay, 7. That's right. We had back up to that. Okay.
Okay.
So Theon's guy is down. I'm drawing a little stick man on the ground.
It wasn't ready.
Two of the four gnomes on your side are down. That's not good.
All right, so I'm assuming that I'm closer to a gnome than I am to Jenny or Charlotte, right?
Are you trying to go against us?
He's been against me this whole battle.
Well, the back of the gnome that was helping that freed Charlotte last round
okay.
is to you and closest. Then next would be the two gnomes that are fighting each other, the one guy that attacked you and the gnome that pulled him off of you. And then furthest away would be the Janny Bezor brawl, which apparently at the moment she's getting the best of because...
Yeah, I kind of want to chuck a gnome at Janny.
Yeah, you could pick up the unconscious gnome and throw him, but you don't think it would be considered honorable.
There is a live gnome that I could chuck at Janny.
Not really that you could. To chuck them, you would have to have complete control. You're going to have to overcome them because they're going to be grabbing you and everything like that.
But there's one with his back towards me, right?
Yes. So you could start there and get a hold of him.
Okay, I'll do that.
But you'd have to completely overcome him from behind in order to actually be able to throw him.
Okay.
Because he's always going to be grabbing on you. And they make a pretty unwieldy weapon anyway while they're conscious.
I saw a dog.
All right, anyway, so you're getting the guy from behind. So roll percentile dice. You have a bonus because you're coming at him from behind.
Please.
Okay.
So the guy that was helping you, that just got the guy off of you that was strangleholding you, Jake is... taking him from behind. Although not overly proficiently.
Got the first word.
Okay. All right, so...
What's cool?
Basically, you come up... Now, because you had him from behind and he didn't... You do have the opportunity to, hit him in the neck or the side of the head with your elbow if you want to, although that would certainly qualify as pummeling.
No, I just want to pick him up and throw him.
Okay, so you do not get him to the point of picking him up, but what you do is you grab him by the shoulder and pull him back, and as you do, he twists, and your arm and his arm wind up intertangled, so you basically have him in an arm lock, and you do 1 plus your strength damage. But he is definitely struggling. You're not able to throw him.
Okay.
Okay.
And if I said she actually keeps
4, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's going to retaliate on you.
Okay.
And so that was only your first. So his... He ruled pretty good. Okay. So he twists your arm and shoves you, and you lose your feeding and are slammed to the floor. So basically he flips you almost like a judo flip, but not over top of him, obviously, just to the side.
This guy's pretty good.
And you take 7 points of damage, of which 1 is real. And you're on the ground, but he doesn't have a hold on you. Okay, and
real damage I take?
Having dealt with you, he is going to use he returns his attention to the trying to keep the guy off of Charlotte, so he's not following up with the second attack. You still have an exchange, however, since no one's on you, it's basically going to be consumed by getting up. You have to get up and move over there, so that's going to take your
attack. I can't just grab his feet.
Not his, no, because he threw you away from it. There's a chance you might be close enough to grab Charlotte. Yeah, you're close enough to grab Charlotte's feet.
Okay.
Catch. So he's laying on the ground, grabbing your feet. Roll percentile dice.
Can I do that while I'm trying to get up?
No, it'd be one or the other.
54.
Okay. Okay. So you could bite her on the ankle.
Nah.
Okay. So he grabs your foot and twists your ankle back, and it hurts.
Dang it, Jake.
you take 5 points of damage, one of which is real. So now you're standing on 1 foot. You were freed from the stranglehold, but the guy still had a partial grip on you, but you weren't taking any damage. And the other guy had your other arm still, and you had his arm.
This is like kind of hard.
Jake is laying on the ground, bending your ankle back.
All right, I'm at six.
All right, hold on a second. I'm finishing this rotation.
Well, you gotta finish Bezor.
Yeah, dude.
Finish her.
He's not gonna finish.
And then, so the guy that had turned his attention back to helping you after he threw off Jake is trying to get the guy who actually has your, which still has a hold of your neck, but he's not choking you anymore. Okay, he basically fails. He grabs a hold of him, but the guy's so firm in what he's doing, he's kind of ignoring him. Okay?
I'm gonna fight honorably.
And that was all the way down to six.
Six.
Okay, so you're laying on top of Bezor. He is no longer stunned, so he's looking up at you with a good bit of anger in his face. And actually, to knee him, you kind of went down, so you're probably on one knee yourself. So what do you do? Dive on him again? Grapple him some more? Go help Charlotte?
He's going to come after me if I go help Charlotte.
He is. That's kind of the way a wrestling match goes.
Try getting his arms back.
Okay, so you're going to grapple him. Go for it.
Yeah.
She's going to try to subdue you, mighty illusionist.
I'm going to try.
Roll percentile dice.
Wait, that's wrong.
D8.
60 and then a 0.
Okay, so 60. All right. So, She gets down, and obviously you're not stunned anymore, so you're wrestling against her, and you start to get up and get into her, and she grabs you around the stomach and is squeezing, and you take 3 points of damage.
All
non-real. Yep. However, you do get to retaliate. This could be your shining moment.
All right.
She's well within reach.
Punch her in
the face. 90. Uh-oh. 91. Okay.
Pummeling opportunities.
All right. So you reach up. As she's grabbing you around, you reach up and you turn her head sideways, and you could either headbutt her or you could squeeze her chest and try to choke her.
Headbutt.
Okay. So, boom!
Bam!
The headbutt, okay? So you take 8 points of damage, of which 2 are real.
Way to Wendell it. Wendell Smith.
And he says in Dwarven, those are my testicles. No, just kidding. Okay? And so he hit you kind of the side of your head with a headbutt, and it hurt.
Okay. If this is real,
what was the actual roll? Huh? What was your actual roll? 90 what?
91.
Okay, yep. So you did not stun her, however. You were close. Okay? So you get your second retaliation against him. You may roll percentile dice.
Right.
He now has his hand on your neck and your head against his chest.
Retaliation. I don't even want to speak of this. 24.
Okay. So she pushes your arm away from her neck, and you take 1 point of damage. Fatigue, basically. And you may retaliate. But you don't get free stranglehold damage because she did break it enough to keep from that from happening. So you have to roll high again to get it back, basically.
We're learning grapple rules.
I wonder if this is going to be a thing in the next
11. Okay. So, all right. So you twist around and you get your hand free from her, but you basically just grab her around the waist and you picked her up and she's kicking and squirming around, but you have her up off the ground for the moment.
Okay.
No damage. Okay. Meanwhile, five.
Don't you could kill him.
Okay.
Can I, like,
that
run?
Was the guy that was helping you. He already took his first exchange. Four.
Wait till I learn Fantastic.
We take Autumn Homer.
Gnome on Gnome.
It's about a quarter till.
Yeah, she's going to have to go. We can't have her get home late. Maybe she's got about 8 minutes. Okay. We'll see if she knocks Bezor out before she goes.
Yeah, am I able Bezor to...
Or vice versa.
Am I able to, like, disengage...
How close are you two?
Well, you have her around the waist and, like, off the ground. So you basically, just kind of drop her and back
she's
up.
She's a ways away.
What? Yeah, you could just drop her and back
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. So, yeah. So you're, neither one of you has a hold on each other then. All right. And meanwhile, the guy who had the arm lock on you before. Okay. He continues to twist your fingers back on your hand, and it hurts a lot, and you take 3 points of damage.
Non-real or real?
All non-real. And that brings us to you.
Are psionic abilities...
You better do something now. Yeah, both of the guys on you are significantly injured, so if you could get a really good one, you might take one out.
Yeah.
You could have mind blast everybody in the room.
Trying to get one that's choking.
Don't have
I don't have
yep.
that one.
So his hold is loosened on you, but he does have it still. Go ahead.
96.
Ooh, that's nice and high.
I don't have it, though.
Okay. So you turn around. You have the opportunity to knee him in the groin. No, pass on that. Okay, so you grab hold of him across his chest and throat and slam him down on his back on the ground. You do 8 points of damage plus your strength bonus.
Three.
And he is unconscious.
11.
Okay, so she got one. It's going to be close now.
Choke slam for a gnome.
Yes.
And I'm like,
are
psionic
abilities instantaneous?
Pretty much, yes.
I just saw her choke slam a gnome.
I make myself invisible to the other team.
You don't think you'll be able to get the entire other team. Remember, you have to focus. It's by hit dice. So you have to do people.
Oh.
You can make yourself invisible to Janny.
I'll make myself invisible to
Janny
and run away.
Run away. He was the one who was volunteering to wrestle. Now he's running away.
Oh, okay, that's cheating.
She cheated.
Well, no one else will know. She'll be like, he turned invisible to me. No, he didn't. He was just
right there.
We saw him the whole time. You're just a girl telling tales. Okay.
She's a little girl, so it'll help her case.
All right. So you put that guy down. So he doesn't get his second exchange. The other guy on you has an exchange, and he beat you on initiative. So he's going now. Okay. He continues to bend your fingers back for 2 more points of damage. Yep. Go, you know, go with what you know. I've got your fingers.
You knocked out with finger pain.
Okay. And that ends their round. You have one left, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So you may take your last one. So you have Jake on the floor at your feet.
Oh, please choke.
And he does have your ankle. And he will get, if he chooses to, he could just continue to do ankle damage on you if he wants to. Which, given your hit points, yeah. You might not want to let that happen. Or you have the guy who has your fingers. So who would you like to break off? Finger dude or foot dude?
I guess I'll go for Jake since he's on the floor.
Okay.
And let the battles begin.
Roll percentile dice. You do get a bonus because he's on the floor. Okay. Okay, that takes you up to... All right, so...
I was really hoping to just throw all of them at Jamie.
Okay, so she twists her foot free of your hands for a second, and then basically she pushes your body with her foot, so not a kick but a push, and you spin around about 30 degrees away from her, so you're not your arms are not in her reach anymore. But you do take 3 points of damage from the fatigue. You do not have a hold on him, but you definitely broke his hold on you. Okay. And then,
John Cena.
That's it.
Last end of the round.
End of the round.
It is Jenny.
Okay.
Cena.
Roll Arden.
Oh, yeah.
Bazor, yeah. as far as Janny is concerned, Bazor disappears.
You don't see me.
Now you know he has psionic abilities, and you could think he might have turned himself invisible. Which means you could still try to grapple him right where he was at, even though he's invisible.
I'm going
to
try and move.
Yeah, she has invisibility. Oh, okay. You also could make yourself invisible to him.
Wait,
that'd
she
be funny.
Already used her initiative.
This is the new round, yeah. So this is for the new round.
Oh, well then I want to run away then.
Well, you can if you get initiative.
Oh. Well, then you lose.
Well,
that's true, yeah. If you run away, then that must mean you lost, right?
Yeah, but I want to be
Bazor,
conscious.
Get back in there. Just a little girl.
He says, laying on the ground, facing the wrong direction. But in all fairness, he did at least knock somebody out. Okay. So what are you trying to do? You're going to try to get him where he was? If you grab him before he gets away, then even though he's invisible, you can still grapple him.
Yeah.
Okay. So both of you got to roll initiative. We're going to do this real quick because you're running out of time. Oh, you got six. You better roll high. Six. Roll D6. D6 initiative.
Shoot.
Roll your initiative.
This one?
Yep. Okay. So you go to grab, he's already gone. So
I win!
Yes, so that's victory. So we're crossing Bazor off. That counts as a victory.
I win.
Janny chased Bazor away.
She
Okay, the gnome on the female side has managed to knock out the gnome on the male side. So that leaves the gnome on the female side to come and help. And Janny's free. Jake is on the ground, doesn't have a hold on anybody, or vice versa.
I
want
to go against
the guy. Still has a hold on you, which he may knock you out this round.
Yeah,
very possibly. Depends on initiative. All right, so we're going to kind of simplify this to finish it up. So you roll initiative, Jenny, real quick.
5 plus 2 is 7.
Okay, so you have initiative. You have to break his lock, otherwise he's going to knock you out. So roll on him.
Hopefully a tie. 80.
Ooh, that's good. Okay. All right, so he had your hands, and basically you reach out with the other hand, and you grab him and flip him around and spin him to the ground. And he takes 5 plus strength bonus of damage, which is 3, so it's 8, and he's unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got 3 gnomes?
I think so.
I guess 2 that she's taken down now. You've taken down 2, Jake's taken down 1, and one of your gnomes took down 1. So there's only 1 gnome left on the guy's side, and Bezor fled, so that leaves Theon, Jake, and 1 gnome. And then there's
Janny, me, and 1
gnome left on your side. Janny, Charlotte, and 1 gnome. Okay? And so the gnome... Bezor's
still conscious. That's what matters.
No, you lost. You're out.
Okay.
Yeah, but
so
I'm conscious.
I want to chuck Janny at Bezor.
All right. They both fall unconscious.
I think it's time for me to start.
She's got like
12 left. Yeah. Can you run around real quick?
Yes. I insist on chucking somebody at somebody.
The fight's not over yet.
There will be any chucking going on.
Quit,
that's not what this wrestling, not full body throwing.
Sounds like a wrestle to me.
Okay, let me see where we're at here.
You ever see WWE?
Caught up in the moment. Okay.
Yeah, they throw him on chairs and ladders.
Oh, Theon took his guy out. So Theon's free. Jake is free. So even if we put this gnome over here.
I think everyone's free.
So basically, if Jake could damage Charlotte to take her down this round, that's the only way. Otherwise, it's done. Girls win.
The girls win?
Yep.
Yay!
How?
Okay, fine.
How did they win?
Jen?
She already went, so you can roll right now. Roll 1 dice roll. If you take her down, then probably guys win, because it would be Janny versus Janny and 1 gnome who's at like 4 hit points versus Jake and Theon who are both at 30-some hit points.
23.
Ugh. Okay. It's an arm lock for 1 point of damage plus strength. What's your strength?
Plus 3.
4 points. Is that enough?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39.
Yes, ma'am. So Jake takes out Charlotte. We'll assume Theon takes out the last gnome who's at like 4 hit points.
Am I allowed to take this with me? Because I want to.
Yeah, as long as you make sure and take care of it. Yeah, let me take a picture real quick, just in case, God forbid.
Here.
And I have a spell list with my character, basically. It's just what she would have prepared, she would need it. No.
Do you need to take a picture of my spells or anything?
Yeah, and if you're not here, I can play the character. Oh, I just messed that up, sorry. But I trust that you will be here.
She's got her psionics in the back there, too.
Even then, I'm probably only going to keep it for this week.
Multi-page character sheet thing going on over here.
Oh, very tell me about it.
You spellcasting psionics.
Double spellcasting psionics?
Okay.
Spellcasting
yep. Okay. So.
Adios. Yeah,
So that's how it ends. I don't think Janny's going to want to fight Jake and Theon. So that means guys win. Except for Bezor, who's forever labeled a coward when it comes to wrestling only. But no one will ever say it to your face because they're afraid you will open up the ground and make them get swallowed.
It's whispered that he's a coward in wrestling.
It's whispered when he's not around. Okay, so...
You don't know that I ran away.
All right, so after that, I'm sure everyone's ready to eat pie and drink.
Bezor sitting... off to the side with this cat, crisscross.
Yeah, these guys are just too cool. Okay, so after it kind of dies down, and you realize that Battle Mo is gaining some of his sobriety, and as are most of you. Are you listening, Arden?
Yeah.
Okay. Battle Mo says in common, I need your help.
Conscious.
You're conscious now again. Yeah. When you go out by non-real damage, as soon as you're resting, you heal 1 point every round. Okay. So every minute you get a point back. So 45 minutes later, you'll be only down the real damage. The rest of it's all better.
Okay, so I can get rid of my 15 non-real damage now?
I have 2 points left, by the way.
I only took 2 real damage.
Can I just erase my non-real damage?
So I'm at 42 health right now.
Yep. And I didn't actually put it into play, but and the truth is everybody that drank heavily would have had 4 extra hit points.
I drank heavily for me.
In that case, Jake wouldn't have taken me down.
You didn't drink heavily.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I drank beer for the first
time. I thought she said she didn't drink.
She drank a little in the middle, I think. No, but not heavily. All right, anyway, so he says, I need your help. And a couple of people say, yeah. In great glamorous fashion.
What's what?
He says, long ago, I accompanied a woman named Gala to a city named Aldafish, which is to the northeast of here, some distance. In that day, that city was in its infancy. It came under the rule of a benevolent princess who gave equality to the lesser races. She accepted pretty much all of the humanoid races, as is common in the Pomarge, as long as they were not openly engaging in evil deeds inside her realm. Out of that, the city became very prosperous, and my friend Gala became her court sorceress for a time. Later, Gala fell in love with a human. Perhaps he was a half-elf, I'm not sure. Anyway, and she adventured with him for a time. However, her ankle was injured severely, and she eventually retired again back to Eldefish, where she stayed until about 10 or 15 years ago. She then relocated to the east to a city which is largely elven, and the city's called Gordon's Rest. My friend Gala, as I said, was instrumental in the building of the city. When she relocated, unbeknownst to me, about the same time, our mutual friend, who was the benevolent ruler that I mentioned before, passed away, and her brother took over. His policies of discrimination immediately alienated the humanoids within the city, in particular orcs, beginning the first great orc war of Aldafish. Since then, he has proceeded to one by one alienate the humanoid races. And now, the city of Eldefish is in such dire straits, our recent reports say, as to be considered at risk of being destroyed or to no longer exist. I received a letter from Gala, and she is brokenhearted over the legacy of our mutual friend being destroyed. She would like to visit Aldafish in the spring, and I have agreed to send a band of heroes to escort her from Gordon's Rest to Aldafish to attempt to reason with the prince and save the city. I don't know to what length she will go. It's entirely possible that she will fight him, even kill him, if necessary. And she is a powerful sorceress in her own right. I had thought to send a band of gnomish heroes, and I think some gnomes will go. Vinter has already agreed to undertake the journey. And I know that some of you have developed deep friendships here, and we appreciate you so much and offer you the safety of Jakto and our resources and our friendship. My question to you is, will you, in the spring, journey to Gordon's Rest, meet up with Gayla, and take her to Aldufish on my behalf? I would go myself, but I think Gayla understands, and perhaps you have noticed, I am getting older, and my wandering days, though I am still powerful in my own right, and we can defend our home with no question, a journey to Gordon's Rest and on to Aldufish and potentially to help Gayla solve this problem is probably outside my abilities. Would you consider in the spring making this journey?
Out of play, how far away is the spring?
Probably 2 months.
Gives us time to do our little Caves of Chaos thingy. And then come back and do that.
Sure. We will talk it over and consider, and you will receive word of our decision within the month.
Well, while I appreciate that, and I figured you would talk it over, I will need to know before you leave town, if you're going to leave, that whether you're going to be coming back or not. Because if not, I have to equip and train up a band of gnomish warriors with various abilities. Vinter maybe find a mage. So it's going to take me some time to put together the group that will be needed if you will not agree to it.
I just see why it would take us a month. We don't know how long we'll be in caves. Wait, 2 months. This is no small treasure.
Doesn't take too long. How long does it take to travel to the cave of chaos?
Assuming you can go directly there, because you've never done that. No one's ever done that. But assuming you can go directly there, probably no
more
than...
He's been there before, too.
No more than 3 days.
So, Faze has been out there before too. So.
Yeah, it takes about
Faze and Dion,
3 days, as right. You know, like on a beeline. But you know, whether you have to like go around or ford rivers or go around a chasm or whatever. So I mean, it's no more than 4 or 5 days.
So it gives us plenty of time to run the Caves of Chaos, do our thing there, come back.
Keep on the borderlands less than a day.
Between us and that. Yeah, but why would it take us a month and a half to fight that thing? I'm not saying it will. We have a reputation of getting caught off guard.
In any case, I will take your promise to discuss it, and I will ask you to inform me before you leave, and if you leave without telling me you will undertake this task, then I will assume you will not. However, I do warn you, if you leave and I assume you will not, then I will not use you. I will send the band that I prepare, which you can imagine that a journey like this for a good-natured elven sorceress of some power will likely result in both fame and reward for you. So I hope to entice you to agree, or you are the heroes of Jakto. But if you do not, that's fine. I'm not asking you beyond what you are comfortable doing. However, if you decline, I will use the group that I prepare. You won't be able to come back later and change your mind. So. A stout-hearted gnome lets his yes be yes and his no be no.
We'll discuss it.
And you are all honorable, stout-hearted gnomes in my book.
Okay.
Josh.
I'm sure.
We'll talk it over.
Okay.
And let you know before.
So after that, there's not a lot more drinking and eating, but it's getting on to about midnight, and Battlemo does eventually retire. It does show signs that most of the gnomish heroes that are here are going to drink in bouts. So they drink and then sleep and then wake up and drink and then sleep and then wake up and drink. So that probably go on all night long. At one point in time, they do have some more hot snack type foods brought in, basically ground. It's almost like brisket that they just kind of eat in pinches. But unless you want to stay and do that, it seems like Battlemo is out and he's made a request of you, and you can go do whatever. You might want to have your discussion that night before you all part and go to your houses, or otherwise plan a meeting for the morning to try to figure out, you know, when you're going to leave. Most people are pretty much ready to go.
I don't know anything about the Cave of Chaos, so Charlotte's indifferent.
Okay. Brunson suggests, why don't we step aside and discuss when we're going to leave? If it wasn't for all this drinking and eating we did today, I'd be ready to go tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Okay.
I go find Eric and ask his opinion.
Okay. Roll a d20. On a 1 in 20, your hiding place has failed you and someone has stolen the axe.
12.
No problem. You can see the fear in his eyes for a second. He's like, oh, no.
But, no, no, 5%, 5%.
Never let it go again.
Which 5% was it?
I should have said, if you roll a 12. No, but I mean, I would have had to say it before, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so you move off, you go to the tavern, which is open, so you can eat, and if anybody wants to get something to drink. But anyway, and you meet to have your little discussion. So while you were gone, after the battle was over, they went back to eating and drinking and whatever, and then Battlemo, after he had sobered up a little bit, said, I have a question for you. And basically, he asked the group, long story short, to, in the spring, when the weather breaks, to journey to a city to the northeast of here called Gordon's Rest, and escort a woman named Gala, who is a good-natured elven sorceress, from Gordon's Rest to a city called Aldufish, and find out, so she can find out what's going on in Aldufish, because rumor has it that city is dying. And Battlemo and Gala years ago helped to start that city and bring it into its own. And I neglected to say this before, but I'll say it now, but he meant to say it, and I forgot. But anyway, he said that the gnomes helped build the city on contract. And so they have ties to the city. They don't want to see it destroyed. Gala wrote him a letter asking if he would send a gnomish escort to get her and take her to Aldufish, gnome heroes. And he agreed. And he's going to equip a group to go, but if you would be willing to go, then your group would go equipped with some new...